you think about it, pride and impatience are two sides of the one coin. Maybe that's why so many people are in such a hurry to become an overnight success. Problem is, our plan isn't always God's plan. And impatience leads to an enormous amount of frustration. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking a look at humility from a different perspective. And do stick with me because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Who is Jesus? And I'd love to send you a free copy to help you draw ever closer to Him to become all that He made you to be. If you've been able to join me over the last couple of weeks, you'll know that we're talking about this crazy notion that we can become an overnight success. Success is a seductive concept, and time again we're told in the media, by the advertising industry, even in the sitcoms that we watch, that you can be whatever you want to be, and you can do whatever you want to do. And in a world where things have become oh so instant, somebody has dropped this notion on our heads that we can have success, and we can have it now. Just think about how the world's changed. I remember when I was a boy, we didn't have a phone in our house. We just didn't. If my parents wanted to make a phone call, they had to wander down the street to use the public phone. But then again, most of their friends didn't have any phones in their houses either. So what was the point? Just think about the implications of that. How do you arrange to go out with your friends? Well, you did it weeks in advance, and it was something special that you planned, and you didn't go very often. It also meant, by default, that your friends mostly consisted of people with whom you had regular contact. Your neighbours, the parents of the children that your kids went to school with, perhaps, or a few work colleagues. But now, communication is instant. Most people have a mobile phone in their pocket or in their handbag. SMS instant, phone call instant, email instant. In fact, many a day before 7 a.m, I've been on Skype to one of my colleagues in Africa or America. Space and time are no longer boundaries. Pretty much any piece of information you need is in the palm of your hand. If I need a statistic or a fact for one of these messages, I just Google it, and bingo, there it is, in a fraction of a second. You can see then how over the last few decades, our mentality has shifted from having to wait for things back then to having them instantly today. Combine that with this idea that you can be anyone you want to be and do anything you want to do, and can you see then how easy it is for you and for me to imagine that somehow we truly are at the center of the universe. That's a notion that breeds pride, unhealthy pride. And that unhealthy pride demands to be satisfied instantly. Like I said, pride and impatience are two sides of the one coin. And that's why I believe so many people are so frustrated with their lives today. Because when all is said and done, the world doesn't think of us at the center of the universe. The world doesn't dance to our tune. The theory, the view that we have of ourselves is a false one. It's out of touch with reality. And so our expectations of how things should be are completely out of sync with how things really are. I want to be an overnight success, but it's just not working out for me. I think there's many a person who understands that level of constant frustration in their lives. Is that a frustration that you would like to be set free from, perhaps? Is that something that's been grinding away at you, this constant sense that things aren't moving quickly enough for you, in your direction, according to your plans, to make you feel good? Well, God has a solution for you, and that solution has a name. It's called humility. Let's head to the dictionary and try first to understand what humility really is. I quote, "The quality of having a modest or low view of one's own self-importance." And then the example that my dictionary gives me is this: he needs humility to accept there may be a better way. Pretty good definition. And you can see how completely opposed the quality of humility is to the worldview that so many people have developed, with themselves on top, with themselves at the center, with the rest of the world, God included, dancing to their tune. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. "In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders, and all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble." The idea of younger people accepting authority from their elders these days in many cultures and communities has gone straight out the window. And those where traditional family values still dominate are seeing them being eroded as affluence and Western culture starts to bite. I love how the Apostle Peter puts it there. You must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. Can I tell you, the people I really, really like being around are the humble ones. Just recently, I caught up for lunch with one of my heroes, Phil Littlejohn. Phil was the pastor of the first church I ever attended after becoming a Christian. I remember him saying once in one of his sermons years ago that humility is strength under control. It's not about being a doormat or having low self-esteem or being a weakling, no. Humility is simply ditching this notion that I am the center of the universe, that I am on the top of the heap. And when you meet people who have humility, you want to be around them, don't you? I know so many smart, competent, strong people who yet are humble, and Phil's one of those. Listen to what Jesus had to say on the subject, Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child, whom he put among them, and said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." In fact, Jesus, the Son of God, the creator of the universe, said this of himself on the subject of humility. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus said of himself that he is humble of heart. How do we know that? Not just by what he said, but by what he did. Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. "Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, didn't regard equality with God as something to be exploited. But he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Jesus humbled himself by dying on a cross for you and me. And what God is calling us to do is to be like him, to let the same mind be in us that was in Jesus, to look first to the interests of others, to, like Jesus, come to serve, not to be served. And when we do that, God will exalt us, for he opposes the proud, but he exalts the humble. That right there is one of the most powerful spiritual principles that you will ever encounter. So, if you're frustrated, if the world isn't dancing to your tune, if the success hereafter isn't quite as instant and as overnight as you'd want it to be, then here's the answer. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Resign as the center of the universe. Serve. Care about others before yourself. And God will exalt you. God will promote you in due time. Let the same mind be in you that was in Jesus Christ. Christmas is something that we've all celebrated so often that, let's be honest, it's ever so easy to adopt that ho-hum approach. But Jesus, well, Jesus changes everything. That's why he came into this world, to change your everything. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet, Who is Jesus? With the life application questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to really apply God's word right into the circumstances that you're facing today. Because God's word, let me tell you, it's alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that he'll help you draw closer to Jesus through this booklet than you ever thought possible. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.